In this quick hit, we're talking about a music format virtually left for dead back in the 80s when CDs rose to prominence. This format is now back and outselling CDs for the first time in over 30 years. We're talking about the rise of vinyl. Stay with us.
You're listening to a 3324 podcast quick hit with Dean Legiro, where Dean shares stories and trivia about his favorite chart hits, actors, movies, and more.
Welcome, friends, to this week's 3324 podcast quick hit. My name is Dean Legiro. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. You can find us on social media. We're at 3324 podcast on Facebook and Instagram. If you want to tweet at us, you can find us at 3324p. We also have live shows that we do every other week. We stream those on Facebook and YouTube, so you can join us there and have a lot of fun and interact with us. So we look forward to seeing you there. So, as I stated in the open, usually when you've got a format, music format, computer, technology, anything like that, is usually smaller, better, faster. And we go from albums to cassettes to CDs, then to the digital media, MP3 players, and streaming. And it is unheard of that a format long since dead, a few generations previous, would make such a comeback. Not only make a comeback, but surpass CD sales, which for the last 30 years have pretty much been the de facto way that you consume physical media, not talking about streaming. Now, streaming is still the king of revenue. It accounts for about 84% of the revenue that comes in for music. The rest of it is split up mainly between CDs and vinyl albums. And for the first time in 2021, vinyl record sales have outpaced and eclipsed those of CDs. And that's for the first time in over 30 years. This is nothing short of astounding. We never hear of a format, a dead format from 30 years ago, literally coming back in such a big way and surpassing the current physical format that everybody uses. Now, this is different from anything we've ever seen before, right? Let's talk video gaming, for example. You've got Sony, you've got Nintendo, you've got Xbox, and they're always putting out new cutting-edge consoles. And you will see some of these, quote-unquote, these retro game consoles where you can plug it in and you get like 20 or 30 old Atari games or old Nintendo games. Those do not replace the current technology. Those are more of a nostalgia buy. You buy it and you kind of play those games and you remember what it was, but it doesn't replace what you've got now. Vinyl has replaced the current physical media that people listen to and people consume. This is absolutely crazy. Vinyl is selling so well that the supply cannot keep up with the demand. Factories are still using machines from the 70s. Those are very hard to repair when they break and very costly. New pressing machines are close to $300,000, and many companies are waiting on them. They're backordered. They can't even produce them quick enough. Okay, so this is something that's absolutely unheard of for a format to make such a resurgence in such a big way. Now, the biggest selling album so far in the first half of 2021 was Taylor Swift's Evermore album, and it sold over 100,000 copies in 1 week. So that is not the customer that would buy the Beatles or the Boomers that are looking for their old vinyl and looking to relive past glories. That is a totally brand new type of consumer. So it begs the question, why vinyl? How could a format essentially dead for over 30 years make such a dramatic comeback in the age of smaller and more portable devices, and everything's in the palm of your hand? With vinyl, you've got to sit down. You have to have the physical media. You have to have equipment for it. And you need to take the time to listen to it. And I think that's what it is. I'm hoping that the resurgence of vinyl is heralding an age where music is consumed, where you sit down and you listen to it. And it's not one track here, I'm going to listen to this, I'm going to listen to that. With vinyl, you need to sit down and you need to commit to a block of time where you're going to engage with the music. You need to listen with intention. It's not something you usually put on in the background. It seems like the tide is turning where people are now consuming music that way, enjoying music that way, taking the trip, taking the journey, and this old, over 30-year-old, since it's last been popular, format is bringing everybody into the new age, as it were. And this has never happened before. We have never seen old technology not only resurge, but surpass the current technology. So it's a very exciting time. I got back into vinyl around 2015, right before the big surge came on, and I was intrigued because I had started seeing a lot of vinyl records being re-released, and it seemed like it was something that was growing, and I always thought, well, let me dip my toe back in. You know, when I was young, I had a record player, but it wasn't a very good one. So when cassettes came out, that wasn't an audio upgrade for me. And then when CDs came out, that was really a major audio upgrade for me. So vinyl was always something that I looked at when I was young. It didn't sound good to me. Lo and behold, when I got back into vinyl, I got myself a good turntable. And the difference was staggering. I was absolutely amazed. It made me fall in love with music again. And it made me want to take those journeys of choosing an album, sitting down and taking the time to listen to it as it was presented, not skipping, not shuffling, not changing tracks or changing album tracks and skipping backwards and forwards. It became music. It became something, again, to be listened to and to be cherished and to take the trip with the artist. But I couldn't be happier that this resurgence has taken place. And it is very gratifying to see the top album sales are new artists, not retro artists, not re-releases of old albums, but artists like Taylor Swift and Billie Eilish and Ariana Grande and Harry Styles. That tells you right there that a whole new generation is embracing this technology and embracing taking the trip with the artist. And I encourage you to do so as we enter the holiday season. Vinyl albums make a great gift. You can get one for somebody and start their collection, or if there's someone that's thinking about it, you can go that way too, or even get somebody a turntable. You can get used ones. That's a great thing. The used ones work just as well, and there's new ones that you can purchase as well. So there it is, the rise of vinyl in 2021. This has been Dean. We will see you on the flip side.
This has been a 3324 podcast quick hit. You can find us on your favorite podcast provider. So please like, subscribe, and rate to become a part of the 3324 family. Your feedback is important, so please make sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at 3324 podcast and on Twitter at 3324p to join the conversation.